Blackstone Audio presents Revenge of the Kudzu Debutantes by Kathy Holton. For Mark. Chapter 1. 1 week before the dinner party where she found out the truth about her cheating husband, Edie Boone sat in her car outside the offices of Boone and Broadwell waiting for Trevor and his new girlfriend to appear. She was parked in a no-parking zone across the street from the old columned mansion that housed her husband's law firm. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and Ithaca's thin stream of rush-hour traffic moved sluggishly along the street. Sunlight fell from a wide blue Georgia sky and slanted through the arching branches of the live oaks. The air was cool and sweet with the scent of wet grass. Fall was Edie's favorite time of year. It reminded her of football games and new school bags and the hope and promise of good things to come. Other people think of spring as the season of renewal, but there was something about autumn's dark, wet corruption that appealed to Edie's nature. In the damp sunshine of an autumn afternoon, Edie felt there was nothing she could not do. Even become one of the greatest artists of the 21st century. Even make her husband love her again. Not that Trevor had ever stopped loving her. Edie knew deeply and intuitively that he had not. Edie believed a good marriage was a fight to the death, a long, slow clamp on the jugular by two equally determined adversaries. And given this definition, she and Trevor had one of the best marriages around. Trevor liked a good fight as much as she did, but somewhere along the way he had forgotten all this. Waiting in her car, protruding like a jetty into the slow-moving stream of rush-hour traffic, Edie felt it was her duty to remind him. Still, the sight of the girl with her husband stunned her. They appeared minutes later, walking arm in arm, heads close.